This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We're back for 2017. No, they haven't been on an extended holiday. They've been flat out in the Chisholm and Gayman offices. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. Happy 2017.
A happy 2017 to you too. And Sammy, good morning.
Eddie, it's great to be back. Good to see you.
And it's great to see you guys. Now, it has been busy in the C&G offices.
It has. We've had a terrific January and February, Sam. It's one of the busiest Februarys we can remember.
It's been so busy. It's been huge numbers coming through our opens, Torsten. I mean, we've had, we launched, some of our campaigns launched with 35 groups through an open.
It was, wow.
Yeah, it was great. It's we've always talked about that enthusiasm at the start of the year, but interestingly, and the best thing is that it's people that really want to move. They're either upsizing or downsizing or buying investments or first homes, but they're not just researching, Torsten. They're actually out there saying, we're ready to go.
There's a group that were doing all that investigative work last year, and they've just obviously gone away, had the break, and they've come back enthused, and the numbers in all property segments are really strong. One of the biggest questions, Sam and Eddie, that we always have is, will the momentum of the previous year carry through over the Christmas break? And in this year,
it looks like it has.
It has. Yeah. Whereas in 2016, it took some time for that momentum to start, and then it really galvanised towards the end of November, December last year. But the numbers-wise, this is as good as we've seen for a number of years.
How about we talk auctions today?
It's a great topic, Eddie, and it's timely because Easter is upon us early this year. So Good Friday is the 14th of April this year. So again, we try and look for those four-week windows that let us have the maximum timing for our clients and auctions, Sam.
Yes, Torsten, it's really ideal if you can get an uninterrupted time frame. And so that's why we look at the calendar and we say, right, what's coming up in terms of public holidays or events in Melbourne? And so that we can structure our campaign around it. Sometimes that means that we do a shorter campaign if somebody is pressed on timing, and sometimes a longer campaign. And the reason why somebody might be pressed on timing is if they have just bought something.
Yep.
And they have a looming settlement that they're thinking about that they need to work towards. And so then what they'll do is they'll say, right, what do we need to do to present the home? How long do we need? Do we need to paint carpet and do blinds? Is there anything else that we need to do? Is that going to take a couple of weeks, or is that going to take a month?
Can public holidays be your friend, or are they just naturally your enemy when it comes to an auction?
When it comes to an auction, we avoid public holidays.
Because people are going away?
Yeah, generally because people are going away, and it's just an industry standard that we avoid those weekends, mainly because not because your buyers won't come, but because you want the maximum amount of crowd support there, because it's all about, you know, atmosphere, and auctions are better when there's more people around.
And you also don't want that one buyer that may not come because they've already got a pre-commitment. So really, if you can avoid it, we do. That's not to say that we've never not had an auction on a long weekend. But having said that, in a perfect world, what you want to do is actually get the peak number of people available to bid on the most important time and day of your sale, and that is the auction day. So if you can, from our point of view, we've always tried to push that. Having a public holiday within that four-week campaign, you've got 3 other weeks to actually work around that. So again, but where we can, we like to have clear windows, because that way you know you've actually had the best possible circumstances for you to get the best possible price.
It takes away any what ifs, but I think the other thing is that the public holiday weekends, we've had some of our greatest inspections. So whilst we don't focus on auctions, we've had some of our greatest inspections on those weekends. And yes, sometimes it surprised us when you're standing at the door and you've got a queue of 20 people there. You don't expect it. But often people have a bit of extra time. And if you look at April this year, you know, our focus is predominantly around school holidays and Easter.
Yep.
When you look at the Anzac Day, which happens to be my 40th birthday this year, guys.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
Thank you. That's on the Tuesday.
Yep.
Which means that the Monday is not a public holiday. So we'll still do auctions on the 23rd of April. That'll be a really busy birthday weekend.
Yep.
And then...
will it what?
Yeah. But it's not going to influence our auction weekend because it's not an official long weekend.
You just reminded me of something. As we go to the break, can we go back to Christmas Eve 2016? did the tradition continue?
We'll let you know after the break, Eddie.
This is The Real Estate Show. Back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
This is The Real Estate Show. All thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 95311245, the one central number to call. 95311245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. Internationally, our country code is 61, then 39531-1245. Four offices. Torsten, where are they?
They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha Eddy.
Please answer the question. So did you get a sale on Christmas Eve?
Have you got a drum roll on your...
Yes, I do. Well, it's sort of a drum roll.
It's the perfect celebration there, Eddie. We didn't just sell one.
No.
Not just two. But we sold three properties on Christmas Eve.
Thank you, Homer.
And Sam,
well done.
And Sam, there was an extra bonus as well.
There was. There was a New Year's Eve sale.
Oh, cool.
So that's the first of a new tradition.
hang on, wait for it. Wait for it.
Go on.
And this was the first tradition, Christmas Day.
You sold one on Christmas Day?
Yes,
really?
We did. The vendor came to my house on Christmas morning and signed the contract.
How good's that?
So it was dated the 25th of December.
So it never stops at Chisholm and Gayman.
Absolutely not. As we continue with auctions.
With auctions. But what I will say, Eddie, is that that does set us up for 12 years in a row now. So that was 11 years in a row.
Absolutely.
Now it's 12 years in a row.
Oh, you've got to keep it going, fellas.
So, look, with the auctions, as Sam was saying prior to the break, we're gearing up a lot of campaigns now for April. So, and then obviously May provides some really good timing as well. So both April and May have been very, very strong months for auctions. Obviously, we're right into the heart of February and March. So if you
We're still listing for March.
We are. So March is still available to you. So you're going to need to get organised pretty quickly in the next week to get yourself organised to really be comfortably ready. That's not to say that we can't have a shorter campaign if you did need a quick sale on the basis that you've purchased something and there's a shorter alignment of the stars. But certainly, April and May are the comfortable timelines. We're currently doing a few renovations on a few houses at the moment. I guess that's the other aspect of this auction season, is that with a few of these properties that we're taking to market in late March, that we'll be launching in a few weekends, you know, there's painting, there's gardening, there's replanting, because again, the summer had been quite harsh and it was quite an interesting summer on a lot of garden beds. And doing those nuances that just allow us to showcase your apartment, home and townhouse in its best light.
Sure. I mean, Torsten's absolutely right. Mainly to do with, we've had great success with styling, but I've found a number of vendors are coming to us and they've had the advice from us last year, so they're ready to go. In which case, you know, if you're looking at auction dates, I mean, the first or the 2nd of April, that's the right at the start of the school holidays. So we don't see that as really being as impactful as something that's going to be running into the school holidays. So if you're going to miss out on that last weekend in March, you've still got time to auction in April. And, you know, we've got enough time to get you ready. We've had some really good renovations, as Torsten said, where we've been able to recommend tradespeople. We've got some properties on the market at the moment where the bathrooms have been renovated, floors been polished and repainted.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is that they're getting the huge numbers through. So I think setting up the year is going to be really good. It might mean as well, Torsten, that we're still going to have a really busy winter. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
I think there were a lot of people. Last year was an unusual year. For year-on-year average across Melbourne, sales turnover, so properties that came to market, were somewhere between 25 and 30% down on 2015.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that grouping of people that were just undecided as to what they were going to do have had that time to reflect over Christmas, and 2017 seems to be the year. So what that's doing for buyers is it's giving a lot of choice in different market segments.
Yep.
But what that also means is that those when they go and purchase, there's more properties that will follow on. So there's a real domino effect that happens. So as I say, I think it's going to be a buoyant and an active first half of the year. And that's, you know, I guess that's as far as we can predict, because it does take time for the swings to happen in property. So certainly interest rates on a fairly steady trajectory. You've also got the business environment seems to be steady.
Yep.